Yeah, hello everyone. Thanks for joining me again. I had a little summer break, so thanks for coming back. I did this interview the other day. This was with a guy called Alex Pemberton that I met in Ealing at an expo I was doing. Really interesting guy, interesting business. So, yeah. And as always, you're listening to... Yeah, please comment, subscribe if you're on iTunes. I'm on Tuning Player, Audio Boom, I'm all over the place at the minute. Don't forget to join me, Radio Warwickshire, radiowarwickshire.com, on a Monday evening for my country show, 6 o'clock UK time. And my talk show live, 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get on with the show. Right, people, I've been away for my summer break and I'm back with a bang. So a few months ago, I went and did a some of my Pounce interviews down at Ealing, and I met this chap there, Alex, and his business seemed really interesting, and he was as well. So I've brought him on tonight to talk about his business and what he's doing and how he's got to where he is. So good evening, Alex.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sound, mate. So if you want to do a full introduction of yourself, who you are, what you do?
Yeah, so my name's Alex, as you know, and I've been doing web design for about 10 years. I've got a computer science degree, and for the past 5 years, I've been working with startups, helping them to start businesses and helping them to be visually ready. So my company originally made websites. We did branding, we did video production and photography as well. So all of the sort of imagery, the things you need to have to be visually ready to do business. And now we're running a startup bootcamp that helps people get started in seven key steps.
Yeah, which is interesting because, yeah, I do something on business improvement when the company's going, by our minds are 4 steps, but that's another subject. So do you want to take us through the seven, not into detail, but what's the 7 steps about? What do you do?
So it's all about being prepared to start business and having the right tools and the mindset as well. So we sort of, we've heard of how many businesses failed within the first year, within the 5 years. It's in the 90s, high 90s, I think. And there are a few reasons why businesses failed. It's usually sort of people or cash flow. But then there are the other little bits, sort of people not knowing what to do, people not knowing how to calculate profits and not knowing how to market from the outset when they get started. So what we're doing is running a one-day bootcamp that gives people the essentials of starting a business. So we take them through something called a business modeling canvas, and out of that we then do some marketing workshop, and it's really hands-on. We do finance workshop as well and a business mindset workshop. So there's some other key elements as well within it, sort of like there's a mentoring aspect at the end that's available for those people who come on the workshop.
Yeah, that's cool because, yeah, you're right. That's one of the things about starting a business. It's all right having an idea, but it daunts people when they start thinking about, oh, how do I do my finance and how am I going to market my business and all that. And it probably puts a lot of people off. And those that it doesn't put off and they start up can encounter the problems you're trying to mitigate because they end up not doing it right or missing something, don't they?
Exactly. You know what they're doing. Exactly. And I find myself in the same situation. So coming out of university, I don't know anything about business. My father's a minister of religion. He's a pastor at a church, and my mother was a diplomat. And although my mother studied marketing, she would say, give me some advice. And I would sort of think, she doesn't know what she's talking about. This is not really her world. But she wasn't able to go into have an in-depth conversation about business with me because that wasn't her background. But having a computer science degree, I knew how to make websites, and that's what I was good at. But in terms of managing cash flow, even managing customers and all that kind of stuff, it was new to me. I didn't know how to do it. So there's so many mistakes that I've done, as well as so many other business people have made the same mistakes. And this coming back to this figure of that percentage, 90% or whatever it is, of people, businesses that fail in the first few years when they've started, it's those similar problems. And the main thing is not knowing what to do, but you try anyway, which is what most entrepreneurs do. And it just so happens that some people actually don't figure out the right way of doing things. And that's where the businesses fail or close.
Yeah, you're right, because cash flows are probably one of the main areas that people have a problem with, because even if there's lots of companies that are very profitable, but if they've not got the ready cash to spend on to pay their debts that come along, they end up going under, don't they? So if they've got, you know, they've got invoices due in that are worth thousands and thousands of pounds, they're making really good profit.
Yeah.
And then they've got debt they've got to pay that's worth more than, you know, and they're still waiting for that invoice to come in, then they end up being in a big mess, don't they? Because they can't fulfill what they've got to fulfill, and they're still waiting for someone else to pay them. So I think cash flow, I don't think people realise that. A lot of people focus on profit, which is great, but if you've not got the cash, ready cash, then you're in a bit of a mess.
Really. That's right. I mean, one, I worked with a really big business doing some video productions for them. I mean, a FTSE 100 business. And being fairly new to the game, we did some video production, but being fairly new to the game, I did an invoice, and as far as I know, it looked great from a visual perspective, because that's what I'm really good at. It looked great, and I got the address wrong. So the person who told me to, who I sort of was in contact with, we had their address in London, but their head office was somewhere outside of London. But apart from that, the billing address was completely different. And I didn't ask for the billing address. I just assumed it was the headquarters address. So it took me about 3 months to get paid. And I happened to meet another business person sort of coming close to the days when I eventually got that payment. And he said to me, in future, don't be afraid to ask these big businesses for deposit. And I thought to myself, that's really good, because I would always ask for a deposit from my other clients, but they were smaller clients. And you know, there's that respect between small businesses, isn't it? But I know that some bigger businesses take longer to pay because they have reasons. But instead, ask for a deposit, and you ask for that deposit, say 30 days in advance. So they have 30 days to pay you the deposit. So you get the deposit, you do the work, and once it's finished, you then go on and receive the following amount. He also said to me, if they are delaying in paying you, you've got the product that they want. So, you know, you have that sort of leverage of saying, you know, or that understanding that when you pay us what you owe us, we'll deliver the final pieces. And speaking to that guy gave me so much confidence. And that's another thing as well, confidence in being able to go after the clients that you want is key as well. But that gave me so much confidence in working with them. So I worked with them for 3 or 4 years after that initial one, which was great. But if I hadn't had that advice from him, I probably would have been a bit reluctant to work with them, because I have to wait, you know, 3-4 months after doing all this work for them.
Yeah, and all too often, that's part of the issue, is you see these big businesses and don't want to talk to them about cash and can you give me some upfront, because you think that's the wrong thing and you potentially lose the business. But they'll probably be more than happy to give it, because if they're a big business, they've got cash that they can give you anyway, haven't they? It's not like the skin and worried.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's all good stuff. So how long have you been in business then? Because it's Launch 7, it's called, your business.
Yes, it's called Launch 7. So I've been working with startups for the past 5 years, as I mentioned. And originally I became a startup consultant by accident. So what happened is I'll be doing my website and I'll be referred to clients. And some people would say to me, oh, I have a business idea and I need a website. And I would ask the questions, as you do as a web designer or someone who's creating a brand, you know, who's your target audience? All of these sort of business questions. And a lot of times they hadn't really got their business concept down to a T, and they didn't have a marketing strategy. They didn't know how they were going to get customers. They didn't know how they were going to really operate. So I started just giving ideas of what they could do. And at one point, I think maybe it was about four years ago, one of my clients called me up and they say, I'm thinking of doing this. What do you think? I said, hey, I'm just your web designer. And they said, no, but when we had that first meeting, you had so much knowledge and you helped me so much in understanding my business and even understanding the industry that they were going to go into, that they felt it was necessary for them to speak to me before making that next step. I thought, that's interesting. So speaking to a few more of my clients and asking the same questions as usual, I started becoming somewhat of a consultant, not sort of officially to them, but in the sense that I would help them start up and give them advice and, you know, how to market themselves, how to use social media, what avenues to use and all that kind of stuff. So that's about 5 years ago. Where are we now? 2017. So maybe a little bit. Yeah, 5 years ago, 2012, 2013. And so Launch 7 has been going since January this year. And our last boot camp was in June, 24th of June, shortly after we met in Ealing. And we have the next one coming up in September, September 2nd.
Right. So these are physical, they're not digital workshops, they're actually physical face-to-face.
Yes, face-to-face.
So do you hold them in around London, around Ealing, or is it somewhere else?
We're around London. We're looking to expand into other areas of London wherever needed, but we're starting off with Ealing at the moment simply because this is where we're based. Yeah. So it's not digital. I mean, we believe in the sort of personal interaction that you get from the speakers who are right there on hand to help you through the exercises that they'll give you. Think that's really important, sort of help you to build up a rapport with that person as well. So after the boot camp, if you have any follow-up questions, it's a bit more easier to follow up with them than or get in touch with them, or they might remember who you are by face rather by name if it was digital. Not that there's anything wrong with sort of digital courses, but I sort of feel the personal interaction is a great asset.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, there's a time and place for both, and like you say, you get a different interaction when you're doing it face to face with people. There's also times when digital works. Otherwise, YouTube wouldn't be any good, would it? Because you know people learn in different ways. And
that's right. Yeah. I think digital would be good, but we've had conversations about doing a sort of online course, as it were, but at the moment we're sort of focusing on the face-to-face, especially that our target audience in terms of demographic is Ealing in West London.
Yeah, well, not saying that to run your business, but you're quite right. If you've got people that have been on your previous courses and things like that, then there's probably a potential for you to do some sort of digital thing with those and some other people that, you know, might be based in, say, Glasgow Edinburgh, who can't get to your call. So, anyway, I believe that's your business. That's your business, what you want to do with it. But, yeah, when I met you, I'm always looking for interesting people and interest to be guests and they're on a journey and that can help and inspire. Because I'm trying to encourage people to start their own businesses. That's what my whole ethos is about. And we had a brief chat before about being dyslexic, and you've never been tested, but you believe, I think you've got some dyslexic tendencies, as it were, and by the very nature, dyslexics are very entrepreneurial. So there's a fair chance you are dyslexic, but hey, if you are, you are. If you're not,
that's right.
Really
matters. That's right.
That's great. So you've moved away from have you moved away from doing the website? So is that running in conjunction with this current project?
It's running in conjunction. So we are visual experts, as it were. So being making websites for 10 years and doing some logo design and photography and video production as well. We're still, the business still does that, but this section of the business, as it were, is targeted to people who want to start businesses. So The customer journey is you come on the workshop, you get inspired, you develop your idea into a concept. And once that's over, the next phase is to start working on your brand. start working on your website and being visually ready to do business. And yeah.
Oh, cool. Because then you, sorry to interrupt. So you've also got, not that they have, just have to use you for those services and skills, but actually you can do that back end for them as well, can't you? The branding, the digital,
that's right,
websites.
Yeah, exactly. And who else is a better company or people to do it than those people who are in the room with you, helping you develop your idea? So, you know, the whole thing is that you won't have to explain what you want your brand to be like or what you want your company to be like too much, because we get it. We were there with you through that whole process.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's a really, really shrewd way of doing business for yourself, for your own whole business. But you're quite right. All too often then, if you've had a concept, and a lot of entrepreneurs struggle to get their point over to someone else and explain what they're trying to achieve. So the very fact that you've cut through that, and like you say, already you're several steps ahead, and you go, oh, well, you want a website? Well, is this what you're after?
Yeah.
And you go, oh yeah, that's it. Because you already know and you're with them on the journey. I think that's brilliant.
Thanks.
Really good. So the each workshop, the seven steps, are they done at separate sessions or all in one session?
So it's one day and followed up by a series of emails explaining just some simple things to do to get ready. Simple things like getting your domain name, where you can get it, you know, links to registering your business if you decided to do that. So the follow on from the course is, you know, you've got your ideas sorted, like here's the next step of actually creating the business and getting ready. The first step is the mindset workshop of having a mindset where you're ready to do business, not just ready to make money, but ready to operate properly and be ready to take on that persona of an entrepreneur or a business person. And then the second step is the business modeling canvas.
So what's your plans going forward then, Alex? What's on the horizon for the next 12 months? Is it just keep focusing?
Yeah, focusing on launch 7, really trying to see if we can help as many people as possible. It would be fantastic if we could have a workshop outside of London. I know as much as London is quite diverse and there are lots of people coming to London to start businesses, there are fantastic ideas outside of London. And I've met some great people from different parts of the UK who have ideas. And of course, they might not be able to make it down to London. So maybe we could take a trip up or down, north or south, depending on where the need is. So that would be quite cool this time next year, if we could have a few workshops sort of nationwide, as it were, would be really, really good.
Yeah, cool. Well, before I forget at the end, like I normally do, where can people get hold of you if they want to know a bit more information about what we've been talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website. It's www.launch7.com. So that's the words launch and 7.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as Launch7 as well.
So what to ask you now, because we've talked a bit about your business and what you're doing and where you're going and all the things you've been working on. So what was it that wanted you to get into working for yourself? Because I picked up on before, you've got quite an interesting pairing there in what they both did. You know, I know you sort of just spoke about it and then it went. I thought, hang on a minute, that's quite interesting. Is it? Do you think it was what influenced you to start your own businesses? Was it your upbringing? Was it what your mum and dad were doing?
My father definitely. Not so much my mother, even though she's inspired me to do things. But my father, he actually had a restaurant. He opened with his brother. He managed and this is in the Caribbean, a Thai island called Saint Kitts and Nevis, and he managed a what was called a fisheries complex, and he started a credit union, or one of the founding members of a credit union on the island. So he's been quite entrepreneurial, even though he's a minister. So definitely influenced by him. My uncles, his brothers, can I say they all have? They all have, yeah. So one was had his restaurant. Another uncle of mine was a baker, his bakery. He was a tailor. My brother had five or six brothers. So they all sort of had their own businesses. So sort of growing up, seeing them do that definitely inspired me. Even though I think when I started the business, it was sort of unknowingly that they inspired me to do so. It's only sort of after a few years of reflecting that I realized that they had such an impact on my life.
You find a lot of entrepreneurs that have come from I did a master's degree in global entrepreneurship, and it's one of the first things you ask you is there any other family members who have got their own business? Because what tends to happen a lot of time is people, you are influenced by what's around you. So you see your father doing what he's done and your uncle's doing what they're doing. And it's just normal. Yeah. You know, it's a normal thing to do, is to run a business, make money or whatever, whatever passion you've got. And I think that's quite interesting. I think also where people like yourself come in is for those people that have potentially not had that background but want to realize that they want to do something for themselves, because you could probably tap into your father or your uncle and say, oh, how did you do that? You know, when you had your bakery or your tailor shop, or they will have had all the skills and abilities that you need to run a business.
I think part of it, I mean, I studied computer science and I worked at two big market research companies, and the first market research company I worked at, Kantar Operations, I was doing their intranet website, looking after that and redesigning it. I was doing some videos and some photography within the department as well. And it so happened I was doing what I enjoyed, but I didn't want to be making the same types of videos every single month or every single week, and didn't want to be doing the same sort of thing. And I was offered a job as a PHP developer, and it was in Devon or Bournemouth or somewhere. I'm not even sure. And it would have paid quite well. And I said to the chap, I'll get back to you. And then I got back to him and said, I'm not going to take it because I'm not willing to move from London. And that sort of, I mean, I was a pretty decent PHP developer, but I didn't really want to work for anyone else. And it's sort of, at the age of 22, 23, I wasn't too certain about what I wanted to do with my life. But for me saying I'm not willing to move to Bournemouth, even though I enjoyed developing, was an indication that it's probably something that I'm not passionate about. So I so happened to be made redundant from my first, it was voluntary redundancy from my first job outside of university, actually. And I was really happy about it because I wanted to start a business. It wasn't sort of doing web design. It was music production, because I've got a little bit of a music background. And I realized that I was really excited about developing the brand and thinking about who the customers might be, talking to people and seeing if people would buy my services. And I started to realize that actually starting businesses was my passion. So being able to work with people to create their websites, I was tapping into my passion and helping other people start their businesses. So fast forward many years, and I'm doing exactly the same thing the same thing that I was doing many years ago and that I'm still passionate about.
Yeah, I think it's interesting where you've got to, where you've come from. And like I say, I met you and it's just something. I meet people, and we all meet people, go, oh, they're interested, and you were one of those individuals. And I thought, I've got to have you on the show. And I know we tried, and I've been away, and what have you one thing.
Yeah.
We managed it at last, didn't we? We managed it at last.
Yeah.
Time is against us, and it's coming fast to the end of the show. I'm just looking at the clock now. A bit of advice. What's the one piece of advice you'd give to someone who wants to start the business, apart from going on Launch 7, of course?
Apart from going on Launch 7, number one advice I would say is to keep momentum in whatever way you keep momentum. If you have a friend that's starting a business, or some, you have a mentor, but keep momentum, keep that idea alive and continue being passionate about, because momentum will drive you to figure out how to work out your finances. You'll figure out how to meet the right people. But if you lose momentum, you'll sort of slow down and you might lose passion about this idea that you had. So definitely number one tip, keep momentum.
I like that because, yeah, you're right. What can happen is if you lose the momentum, as you've called it, you can then, if you start to step back and slow down, you can start questioning everything you're doing. Oh, that didn't work. Exactly. Oh, that's not working. I'm not going fast enough. I'm not. So you're right. I think it's as long as you know where you roughly want to go, it's just do something. Keep doing something that pushes you towards that thing, isn't it? Whatever it is, you know, it's just, yeah, I think that's a really good one. Keep momentum.
Absolutely. And the other thing, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. I really love what you were doing, and your energy when I met you at the Ealing Business Expo was phenomenal as well. So I'm really happy to have been on your show with you.
No, that's wonderful. And without people like you, then it wouldn't happen. But see, that's the thing, Alex. I'm doing something that I always wanted to be a DJ like I'm doing now.
Right.
When I was at school, I never did it, and I started doing this when I was 50.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it's so there's another thing for people. Don't think, you know, time. You can still do stuff if you're still passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I started doing it because it's something I wanted to do. It was something I was interested in, but found that, a bit like you, I love doing it, I enjoy doing it, and everyone that I've ever had on a guest really enjoys being on. So thanks for giving me the time. I really like what you're doing, and no doubt we'll bump into each other next time I'm down in Ealing.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks again.
Lovely. Well, good luck to you and the business. And like we said before, if anyone's interested in knowing a bit more about you, get on to Launch 7, which is all over the place, which is spelt, you know, the word launch and then the number 7. So thanks very much, Alex.
Thanks a lot, Kat.
Cheers.
Bye. The Doggies Don't Show.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show, Alex. Great to have you on the show. So go and check out Alex on Launch 7. He's based in London, Ealing. I'm sure he's going to roll that program out to the rest of the UK. And always, you've been listening to Oh Yeah. Yeah, if you hook up with me on Facebook, Dougie Stone, or Dougie Stone on Twitter, and join me on a Monday night, UK time, 6 o'clock for my country show. Tuesday morning, the business show, 10 a.m. Please subscribe, please comment, share. Thanks for listening.